Bye. Yeah. కాకుండా దొరదు.
రాధాకుండ
కుసుమ సార వర మానస
So I only want to quote some of them. According to Jayadev Goswami, he explained in Gita Govindam, Medhvai Maduram Varai Nandas Chalita. One day, Nanda Baba came with his little son, Krishna. He wanted to notice that cowherd boy is grazing his cows in order or not. In the meantime, sky became cloudy, too much windy. What to do? He could understand. In the meantime, the princess of Vishwanu Baba, named Radharani, came in the same place. And she offered his, he spread her arms. And Krishna came from Nanda Baba's left to Radhika's arm. Nanda Baba could not understand what is going to happen. He became silent. Due to influence of Jagmaya, Nanda Baba could not understand. He went. And he thought, hey, Radhika is here, they will go in safe. No problem. Then Radhika came here with Krishna and all Sakhis, especially Piyaranma Sakhi, Lalita, Visakha, Chitra, Champaglata, Indulekha, Tunga Vidya, Rangadevi, Sudevi, they assembled here. And they, all of them became in tiny age, in Kishore form. And Brahma was going, passing through this way, and he saw that Radha Krishna is assembled here with his Sakhis. Then he arranged a marriage ceremony. According to Gandharva's rule, they explained their garland. Srila Maharaj give argument here. Some ignorant person, they told that Krishna and Radhika, their meeting is not proper, illegal. Krishna is omnipotent and Radhika is eternal potency. They could not understand. They used to give the argument that they are not very ceremony. So Krishna, Radhika could not stay with Lord Krishna. But there is one material argument. If any couple married any time, after that if he goes everywhere in the world, if they do marriage everywhere, is it a fact? It's quite impossible. Once they married, so no need to marry twice, thrice, four times like this. So Krishna and Srimati Radhika, they married here. So no need to marry anymore in future. And some can ask, when Krishna was in the lap of Nanda Baba, and Radhika was also very small, how they become tiny in a moment? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Rai Ramananda, Sarvatra Pramandive Puran Vajane. You have to quote it every year from scriptures. So if someone can ask how they became tiny age, we have seen in scriptures and heard from Guru and Vaishnavas. Balya Pi Bhagavan Krishna, Kaisara Rupa Masrita, Reme Vyudai Vihara Yugapi Visa Leelaya. Krishna being in boy, this little boy, little small boy, and Radhika also became so small. But Bhagavan Krishna, Reme Vyudai Vihara Yugapi Visa Leelaya. When Krishna surrounded by gopis, then he became tiny age. Became so small, he always Kishore form with gopis. So he did Leela with gopis here, being Kishore Roop. And Krishna's Kishore Roop is eternal. When Mahaprabhu discussed with Raghupati Upadhyay, Mahaprabhu is asking and Raghupati Upadhyay is replying his question, he told, Samam evam para rupam puri madhu puri vara vaya kaisarakam dhayam apta eva paro rasa. According to Mahaprabhu's desire, Raghupati Upadhyay replied that vaya kaisarakam dhayam, that tiny age Kishore Roop is prominent roop. And apta eva paro rasa. Apta means Sringara rasa is prominent rasa. So in Janmadasa Jata in Vedanta Sutra also apta means here Sringara rasa. Another pastime is here. When Krishna was here, when Krishna during calculating, all cows go somewhere else. A Sakai searching, where are they go? They could understand, they not ask Krishna, they keep behind Krishna, they went for searching cows. And cow and cow, calves and cows and cowherd boys gather together far away from here. The followers of Kamsa saw, oh, now this is a good chance. This is the best chance we can make fire here, then Krishna, Sakhas and cows will die. Then Krishna will die automatically for the their eyes, their close eyes. Why so? The Sokhata's thinking that Krishna may show some magic. So for magic or uttering any mantra, have to close eyes. And Krishna is thinking that once I took clay in my mouth, then they complain against me to Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda chastised me. If I took fire, they complain against me, Yashoda, again, and they may die. So they ask, close your eyes. After a moment, open your eyes, please. When they open eyes, then they saw all of them under banyan tree, cows are chewing, and soccer was playing. Then what happened? We are in dream? They could not understand the influence of Jagmaya Devi. What is the significance, what is the teachings of these pastimes? The main language is Sanskrit language. According to Sanskrit language, go means cow and senses and so many meanings. But we shall take here two meanings, cow and senses. So our senses like cows. We are forgetting Krishna. We are moving here and there wandering for fulfill our material desire. If we forget Krishna, then we have to be suffer these three torments. So Sri Sanatana Goswami is asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who am I? Why I feel these three torments? And I don't know what is leading to my ultimate good. If we forget Krishna, that we have to suffer. So if we take shelter of one of our Gurudev and Vaishnavas and do bhajan of Krishna, then we will be liberated from this world and can attend service of Krishna and divine couple when they are. And another pastime described by our Goswami is mainly Sri Chakravarti Thakur. Generally nowadays there is so many spies, so many intelligence guru, CBI. Similarly, this has come from Indian culture. Srimati Radhika and Lolita Vishaka, they have some parents. They used to look here and there, anything happened or not. Krishna was doing some pastimes with gopis. In the meantime, parrot of Chandravali informed Jatila, oh, you took Jagmaya and Mukharada used to say that Radhika is chaste, no one equal to her in Braj. But we have seen Radhika is playing with Krishna in a grove with his sakis. Then Jatila became furious. He took Kutila, Jagmaya Devi and Mukhara. All used to praise so high that Radhika is chaste, no one is equal to her, I shall show you. Jatila snatched Kutila and taking Jagmaya Devi and Mukhara came to that place. In the meantime, the parrot of Lalita Devi informed Krishna, be careful, don't be fearful, but must be careful. Jatila is coming here. Then Krishna asks, hints towards Radhika. Radhika and Sakis, they hide anywhere else in Kunja, and Krishna dressed Subal just like Radhika. Radhika and Subal dressed coming is same. None can understand who is Subal, who is Radhika. If Subal dressed in female dress, then look like Radhika. If Radhika dressed herself in male dress, he looks like Subal. Another Sakadev dressed himself in female form, and they are playing. Jatila came, became very angry, and Jagmaya Devi and Mukhara came, and he is telling, oh, see, your granddaughter, how just she is. And Jatila is telling, oh, Jagmaya Devi,